You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Maybe at one time or another, you have been involved in what is called a brainstorming session. Maybe at your place of business, trying to figure out where the business should go in the months and years ahead, you get together and try to figure out, well, what can we do? Or maybe it's a volunteer organization trying to set goals. Yes, and maybe even a parish group. We've done plenty of brainstorming around here. For those of you not familiar with the idea, it's simple. You get together with your group, and everyone is invited to simply throw their ideas up on the board, up on that newsprint, whatever it is. They're written down, posted all over the room for everyone to see and look at. Sometimes great ideas surface. But of course, they're just ideas. Brainstorming must next translate itself into the next question of how do we put this into practice? How do we put the dream or the vision into action? We kind of did this a couple weeks ago with the third, fourth, and fifth graders we had for Mass. The reading said, and the prophet spoke, that the vision still has its time. And I said, well, what's the vision? What is Jesus' vision? What is it supposed to look like? So we had some cards, and the kids threw out their ideas, brainstorming, wrote them all down, had the kids hold them up all across the front of the sanctuary here. And then at the end, we were able to see the vision. And they put some great things down. Today, we celebrate Christ the King. And how often it is that we pray, Lord, your kingdom come. What are we praying for? What is the kingdom of God supposed to look like? Let's do a brainstorming session. If we were in the kingdom of God, what would be around us? What would be our experience of the kingdom of God? Is the kingdom of God some place we want to go off and journey to? Like get out your triptychs map, you know, go to AAA and say, I want to go to the kingdom of God. Can you give me a route? Is it a geography? Or is it something quite different? Is it not that the kingdom of God, as Jesus said, is at hand. It is near you. It is within you. The kingdom of God is anywhere, anywhere at all, geographically, where the disciples of this Jesus live out his vision. So what would be on our cards? What would be on our poster paper as we threw out our brainstorming ideas about what the kingdom of God really is to look like, its characteristics. Maybe it contains some things like this. The kingdom of God is an environment in which there is universal respect and care for all human beings. All human beings. The kingdom of God is an environment where anger and vengeance and violence give way to forgiveness and peacemaking. Jesus indicated this when he said, if my kingdom belonged to this world, namely, if it belonged to the set of values that the people of the world uphold, my attendance would be fighting. But in Jesus' kingdom, there is to be no fighting. It's not a place. It's a value. It's an attitude. The kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, would be an environment in which all people truly get what they need to live a full human life. Food and clothing and shelter and education and medical care. The fundamental human rights would be afforded to everyone. The kingdom of God would be an environment in which greed and selfishness are transformed into generosity and self-giving, sharing even beyond our surplus, sharing even into the substance of our possessions. The kingdom of God would be an environment in which all would desire first to give and to serve rather than to be served. The kingdom of God would model itself after the king himself, who did not sit on the throne and say, "Come up here and serve me, wash my feet." Instead, he got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of those under him, revealing his self-sacrificing love, which would be culminated on that cross the next day. So we have the vision. We have it all written up there on the poster board. Beautiful thoughts, isn't it? But we can't let them just be thoughts. We have to be the vision in our bodies, minds, and spirits. We have to incarnate, put flesh and bones and blood around these values and these dreams so that when people meet us, what they meet is the kingdom of God. Where we are is the kingdom of God because we live that way, not because of the geography in which we live, but the way in which we live. The kingdom of God is to be at hand, at your hand and mine, the hand which is the symbol of our action, what we do with our hands, what we put into practice. And so we need to reflect on this picture of the kingdom of God, and we need to ask ourselves, where in my life do I need a conversion of heart? Where in my life do I need to change an attitude or a value so that I identify more clearly with the kingdom of God? Because each of us has the capacity to do two things. First, by understanding and hearing those values and living them to the best of our ability, we have the opportunity to reveal the face of God, to show forth the kingdom of God in our midst, that it is real and true. Or secondly, we have the capacity, because of our refusal to change, because of our ongoing stubbornness or self-centeredness, we can hide the kingdom. We can put the proverbial bushel basket over the light. And no one will see, and no one will notice. Everyone will look at us and say, "Ho-hum, they look just like everybody else. They're no different." Should they not notice in us a clear difference of how we live? That brings out the reign of Christ. And actually, it is every Sunday at the Eucharist that we are reminded of that picture, of what we have written on those newsprints and cardboards, that the Eucharist is the image of the kingdom values. Because when you walked into church today, there was nobody there who checked your ID. Nobody there who said, "Gee, let me see if you're worthy to get in here." Or worse yet, There was nobody who asked you for your ticket, which you had purchased ahead of time so that you could hear these great sermons, which are invaluable, of course. But nobody asked you to pay for anything. Instead, we all came in free of charge, like the prophet Isaiah said, come without paying and without cost. Come. Come hear the word for nothing, for free. Hear the vision again as the scriptures are broken open and we hear what we are supposed to be and to become. Come. Finally, give yourselves over to that vision by your commitment to doing what Jesus did, to washing feet, to breaking the bread of ourselves and sharing the cup of our lifeblood in service to others, to do as he has done. So let us today, with great acclaim, give glory to Christ the King, who shows us the way to that kingdom, who gives us in his very life and ministry and death and resurrection the way. And may we pray for the grace that we may follow that way and in each of the days of our lives reveal that God's kingdom is indeed right at hand.